Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is your favorite sports talk call-in show. It is the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to say a quick shout-out to everybody. Here we are. Let me turn the music off there. And say how you are. Hope everybody's having a good day. Exciting football going on tonight. So we're going to talk about that. My Kansas City Chiefs were victorious. So very excited about that. So let me get some phone numbers. I know I got a lot of people over. Let's see here. What's going on here? Says it failed. Well, we can do it this way. Let's see here. Let's copy this. There we go. Trying to get everything worked out. Kind of rushed to get everything on the air, but now we are on the air. And let's see. Going to get some phone numbers posted so people can call in. If you are listening, call in at 914-205-5448. Once again, 914-205-5448. 9448 is the number to call in. So call in the Greg Squirrel Show. Got a lot of great events, MMA type. Got some boxing stuff going on. Very excited about that. Of course, the second week of college football is going down, so you know, got a little bit of everything we are excited about. I hope everybody can hear me okay, but you know, it's going to be fun. So let's see, let's jump over here. Once again, if you want to call in, the phone number 914-205-5448 is the phone number. Call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's see here. Hold on a minute. I'm going to do something here. Let's put these headphones on and see what happened. It dawned on me that I had the wrong headphones on. So now we got the right headphones on so people can hear me a whole lot better now. Once again, that phone number, 914-205-5448. NFL got started tonight. Big matchup. Kansas City Chiefs taking on the New England Patriots, and Kansas City Chiefs came out victorious. So I know there's a lot of people out there in Chiefs land that are very excited about that. I know I am one of them. All right. Once again, the Kansas City Chiefs were victorious in their big matchup. So, a lot of great MMA events, boxing stuff going on in the what I like to call the four state area: Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas. Got some stuff going on down in Memphis, Tennessee. Thoughts and prayers still going out to the folks in Texas from Hurricane Harvey. And our thoughts and prayers are going out to the folks in Florida. They about to get a visit from Irma. Hurricane Irma. And behind Irma, we got Jose. And then there's another one that starts with a K, kind of building up steam in the Gulf. Thoughts and prayers just need to get out there right now. Let everybody know that we are thinking about them. And so hope everybody survives everything. So there was a heck of a college football game Monday night, being Labor Day. Heck of a football game going on out there. Tennessee and Georgia Tech. I thought Georgia Tech had that game won, but Tennessee came back and got the big victory over over Georgia Tech. So now we start getting ready for weekend number two. Arkansas Razorbacks, they will be in action as they take on the TCU Horned Frogs. And if anybody remembers the game from last year in TCU, a very good ball game. Went to overtime, and the Hogs managed to pull it out. So time to get ready for round two this year in Fayetteville. And see what happens with that big ball game. Once again, if you want to talk college football, you want to talk MMA, whatever you want to talk about, just get on in here and let's talk about it. Phone number 914-205-5448 will get you on the air with the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's see here. So, all right, remind me later on that. So, like I say, a lot of great stuff. In case you didn't hear my show, I did a quick show. We're still doing the 30-minute shows for the Greg Squirrel Show until we get some of the financials taken care of and we can afford to go for an hour long. Then that's when we're really going to have fun. Springfield, Missouri, Adrenaline Fight League was supposed to have an event this weekend. Due to unforeseen circumstances, that event has been canceled. I still have not heard a date for that event, but as soon as I get a date for that event, I'll be glad and happy to pass it on to everybody out there. Once again, letting everybody know phone lines are open. Call in now. And let's see here. Let's put some phone number. All right, there we go. So the phone lines are open. People, come on in here. We're going to talk. We got about 20 minutes left, and then I'm pouring myself into bed. Been a long day, and having some family stuff going on, but I know everybody out there been kind of paying attention to my Facebook page. You know, kind of has an idea of what's going on. Thoughts and prayers to my mama. I had to the emergency room about 1:30, 2:00 this afternoon. Keep my mama in your prayers, boys and girls. So, like I say, got the second weekend of college football. looking a square in the eye. Of course, we got the the Arkansas TCU game. So let's take a look at the schedule. We're going to games of interest, as far as around here: TCU, Arkansas, Texas, and San Jose State; Clemson and Auburn, Missouri; South Carolina; Oklahoma travels to Ohio State; Mississippi State against Louisiana Tech; Georgia against the Fighting Irish. And let's see here. I was looking for the Oklahoma State game, but I cannot find that. If anybody is listening and knows who Oklahoma State is playing, give us a call at 914-205-5448. Once again, 914-205-5448 is the number. So we're going to go back over here. We're going to hit this little button. And this game tonight, or NFL, kind of put some people on notice. It kind of put me on notice. I did not expect. I hadn't really, not being able to keep up with Kansas City this year, wasn't really sure with how good they were going to be. But as it turned out, maybe they got something going on. They knock off the defending NFL champions, Super Bowl champions. Oklahoma State is taking on South Alabama tomorrow night, Friday night ball game for that one. And so definitely want everybody to keep an eye on that one. And then Alabama has Fresno State, Arkansas TCU, Tennessee, Indiana State, Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Auburn and Clemson, LSU against Chattanooga, Georgia against Notre Dame. And let's see here. Now there's two games that were due to the hurricane getting ready to hit Florida, Hurricane Irma. Hold on a minute. There are several games that's been postponed. And you got Florida against Northern Colorado. Miami against Arkansas State, and I really don't understand why that particular game was canceled, seeing the fact that it was supposed to be played in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Now, somebody with a little bit more brains than me, you got 15 minutes to call in and explain that one. That's one I just don't understand is why that particular game was postponed when, it was in Arkansas. No severe weather predicted. I don't know. I think Miami was wanting out of that game after seeing what Arkansas State almost did to Nebraska. And everybody knows that Miami probably isn't as good a football team as Nebraska. So maybe Miami got a little scared. We'll never know. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. Other two games that were that have been postponed. Drinking my Coca-Cola too fast. South Florida against Connecticut. And Louisiana Monroe Warhawks were scheduled to take on the Florida State Seminoles. So that kind of takes a look at that. Any fighters or promoters want to call in? Once again, my fight schedule
outside of the DJ stuff that I'm doing for a lot of people remember, I still, you know, I do have my DJ business. So Stadium Shop on Razorback Road is going to be hosting the Sueyville tailgate party, and it's going to be a blast. Mitch Roberts, Channel 4029, he's going to be broadcasting live every Saturday morning, every home game from our stage that they have set up at the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road. And we want it to be an ESPN game day or SEC game day type atmosphere. You know, we want all the fans, bring your signs, keep them clean, and you might just get put on TV. But we just want to have a whole lot of fun, and we're going to have Pup's Barbecue. They're going to be there selling barbecue. So come by, enjoy the tailgate atmosphere, and enjoy the barbecue. We got soft drinks. We'll have Razorback football trivia, and of course Mitch Roberts 4029. If you're wanting to tailgate, Stadium has the tailgate spots for sale, $200. You get two parking passes and a 13x60 grass area. So you can set up your canopies if you want to bring your grills or smokers or cookers, whatever. It is your spot. Do with as you please. But there's really nothing down towards the baseball stadium and the two big parking lots down there except for all the individuals that want to that bring their stuff to tailgate. Well, the Stadium Shop on the Razorback Road, that's what they're doing. They're trying to set this up because they want the regular fans, as I call them, to feel wanted. So make sure you come by and check that out. Once again, phone lines are still open, 914-205-5448. I put the word all over the Facebook, and as I was going to mention, I have some big events coming up as far as ring announcing. I'm into my second week doing PA announcing for the Fayetteville Volley Dogs. That's kind of the name they've put on the Fayetteville, Arkansas, Fayetteville High School Bulldog volleyball team. And these girls are good. If you want to see some good volleyball, you need to come check out Fayetteville High School. You can look up their schedule Fayetteville High School website and come check out some great volleyball action. I'm doing the ring announcing for those. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm doing the tailgating, or doing the DJ for the Stadium Shop Sueyville Tailgate Club. And that's taking place every Saturday home game. And I'll be out there DJing music, kind of getting everybody pumped up and ready for some Razorback football. So we got that going on. And then, of course, there's my MMA ring announcing and boxing ring announcing schedule. Like I say, September 22nd, I'm going to be making my way to Memphis, Tennessee, and Attitude MMA at the Electric Cowboy in Memphis. Great guy down there. Looking forward to getting back down to Memphis, and that's Attitude MMA. And then September 23rd, I'm going to be waking up bright and early in Memphis, and Saturday morning, I will be making my way to Atoka, Oklahoma, and On Point MMA, and I look forward, first time announcing for them, these folks, so matter of fact, I'm giving them some shout-outs on the Facebook. Shout-out to attitude. You might hear me pecking away on my computer in the background. Big shout out, Attitude MMA and Nonpoint MMA on their Greg Squirrel show. So, let's see here. Richard Moe, Aaron, Melissa, Brian, Loretta, Keisha, Lori, Sean, Suzanne, and Time, all listening. Once again, we got about 8 minutes left in the show. So if you're out there listening and you want to call in real fast to the Greg Squirrel Show, you got about 8 minutes left. 914-205-5448. Get them to call on in here. Let's try that again. All right. So, got some great football. NFL going to be starting soon. Got a couple of Razorback updates I want to give you. Brandon Allen, who was drafted by Jacksonville, was cut by the Jaguars, has been picked up for the L.A. Rams practice squad. Same thing, Dan Skipper, who was drafted by the Cowboys. He was cut, but then re-signed to the Cowboys practice squad. So hopefully things are going to work out for Dan Skipper. And Jonathan Williams was cut by Buffalo in his second year. And from all intents and purposes, from everything I was hearing, Brandon B-Will, as we all call him here in Razorback land, he pretty much had that spot locked up. But then the Buffalo turned around and cut Brandon. Well, Brandon was signed by the Denver Broncos on their practice squad. So, you know, some good things working out for some former Cowboys out there. Still hoping Niles Davis, Alex Collins, still hoping they get picked up. There was a Drew Morgan was cut. I was really hoping Drew was going to make it with the Dolphins, but as it turned out, Drew Morgan was cut by Miami. So, you know, hopefully these three guys, ex-Razorbacks, so of course you got to cheer them on and hope the best for them. Hopefully they'll be able to get signed up with some professional teams. Kansas City might be in the need because they had a couple of players go down. So, you know, that might be a good place for Drew Morgan to fit right in there. So you just never know what's going to happen with the NFL. I mean, one day you can be the star child, and the next day, you know, you're getting cut. So hopefully your favorite college team, player from your favorite college team, going to have a chance to play on Sunday. Wish them all the best. Show those guys some support. Still got about 5 minutes. Looking at a little under, about 5 minutes left. 914-205-5448. Call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Got some great stuff going on. Once again, college football getting ready to fire up again for this weekend. You had the NFL tonight. Kansas City looked very, just very dominant, in my opinion. Had some new kids on the team that they took the ball and ran with it, literally. there was one little running back. I can't forget the guy's name, but looked like he has a promising future in the NFL. So I want to wish him all the best. So Eric Berry went down with an injury. Hadn't heard by the time the game went off the air, hadn't heard what the status of that injury was, but hopefully it was nothing too serious. Hopefully Eric's back out there too long. Eric's one of those stories, you know, he fought Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then he's turned around, made his comeback, and playing as good, if not better, than he was before. So thoughts and prayers go out to Eric Berry. There was a couple of other injuries, and like I say, just hoping these guys get a chance to get back out there on that football field. 914-205-5448 is the phone number for the Greg Squirrel Show. Nice thing about the Greg Squirrel Show, you don't have to have a radio to listen to us. All you got to have is your cell phone or a laptop. Listen to us anywhere around the world. That is the nice thing about the Greg Squirrel Show. Shout out to my boy Paul Craig, sending some prayers from my mom. I want to thank Paul for that. And it is all like Donkey Kong. 914-205-5448 is the phone number. You're still looking at about 2.5 minutes. Get a quick call in here. We'll be back on the air Sunday night, and we'll discuss, of course, college footballs, and then, of course, any NFL games that take place. We'll make sure we hit on those, and just get ready for another fun week, boys and girls. Okay. So, like I say, coming up on about 2 minutes left. And 914-205-5448 is the phone number if you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Big shout out to Eric Stevens, like I say, fight promoter up in Springfield, Missouri. Was supposed to have his big event Saturday night, and for unforeseen circumstances, did have to reschedule that event. Still waiting to hear from Eric about the future date for that next big event. Supposed to be sometime in October, but I think they're going to try to hold an event in October, possibly an event in November. Just waiting to verify the dates on that. So, we are getting ready. Got about 90 seconds left on the show, so getting ready to kind of get things simmered down for tonight. Want to remind everybody, and this isn't just Arkansas, it is all through college football, and I even think it's going into the NFL about the clear bag policy. Got to have a clear bag to get in to the ball game. If you go to the ball game and you show up with your regular purse, ladies, or whatever, you will be sent back to the car. So, and that's all over NCAA. So, whatever game you go to, that's it. So, we are getting out of here. Once again, it's always been fun. Remind your buddies, remind your friends that we are going to be on the air Sunday night at 10 o'clock right here on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Write this phone number down, 914-205-5448. That's the number if you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. So we are out of here. Everybody be safe, love one another, and we'll see you Sunday, 10 o'clock on the Greg Squirrel Show.